find water for 3 days. So that's what says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them this Messiah, because Hashem saw that there was a little bit of a tefillah on them. They got too involved with their money. Side they went out of Mitzrayim with the taking of the thing, side with the Bezus Hayam. It says that Moshe Rabbeinu had to drag them away because it was so around the turn and taking the treasures. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going, there shouldn't be any water to show, take a look where your money can get you. You know, you think money is everything? Money is not the answer to everything. A person got plenty of money, but everything's totally in the Yad Hashem, whether you have what to buy or not. This is the famous Gemara in the Sechtes Gittin. Nebuchadnezzar the Churban, Marta Bas Baisus, she sent out her Eved to go buy the best flour, and he went there, that was gone. She says, there's other flour, go get that. No, that was gone. And on until it says, Kasmois Behutzi Yishlachu. She threw out all her money, worthless. The richest woman in Yerushalayim, what good is my money if I can't buy anything? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to teach them that lesson over here. Don't get so carried away with the money. Say over one more word. V'yidei Moshe Kvedim. By the Melchama against Amalek, the hands of Moshe were heavy. And Aaron and Hur, they supported his arms from one on one side, one on the other. So what's the Indian over here? So there's two nice pshatim that I saw. The Sefer HaTeres Mordechai, my brother of Mordechai Rabab, Zechet Tzadik Lebracha, says that Aaron is the symbol of peace. Oyeh Shalom, Veroidim Shalom. And Hur, on the other hand, L'chayr is a loichin. He was the one that fought against the Yidden. He screamed at them when they did the Chet HaEgel. So one would think that their mamash mikotzer l'kotzer, the Oyev Shalom, and L'hepach, the one that's a loichin. But the emes is they're both attached to Moshe Rabbeinu, and they're both for the tachlis of Shalom. They're both serving the same purpose. And sometimes to gain Shalom, a person has to fight a Melchama. It's not time to desire Sasri. They're both connected to Torah. Chazal say, Talmidei Chachomim Marbim Shalom Ba'olam. What's the Chiddush? They say, learn the Beis Medrash, like Micah Mashma. The Terence is because a lot of times Talmidei Chachomim come out with the Kadosh, and they come out with a declaration, you know, what's being done is wrong. What do you make Machlokes for? Let things ride, you know, leave things alone, you know, live and let live. Nay. For that Chazal told us, Talmidei Chachomim Marbim Shalom Ba'olam. To you, it looks like it's a machlokes, but lehepach, by bringing things to the proper standards, to be close to Hashem, that is the real essence of Shalom. And that's what the Torah is telling us over here. Aaron and Hur look like two extremes. They both are helping out Moshe Rabbeinu, and they both lead to the ultimate Shalom. The Kli Yoker says that what was the union of Aaron and Hur and Moshe? They wanted to bring forth in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu the schus of Torah, Avodah, and Milas HaSadon. Moshe Rabbeinu is Torah, Aaron is Avodah, the Beis HaMikdash, she represents Avodah, and Hur was the son of Miriam, she was the symbol of Chesed, Shifra, Pua, they did such Chesed, she was Moshe Nefesh. So Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to be masker in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shchuyash of Torah, Avodah, Milas Chasadim, Memela Aaron and Hur held up his hands. Agud Mishavis.